It's like he was trying to be like, okay, I'm gonna pick this guy. I'm gonna make an example out of him. And I think that's what he was trying to do, but he didn't understand. Like, nigga, you're not gonna make an example. You picked the wrong motherfucker. Because I don't shut up. Like, I'm gonna say what I wanna say. Like, everybody around here know that. I don't, but you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
Yeah, he must not know you one of them uppity niggas, one of them lowercase b niggas with a PhD for a wife and a new car and a house. Like, you don't gotta hide. Like, nigga like me, I can't talk back like that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I got too many kids, nigga. You an uppity nigga, so I get it. I get it, man. You right.
I cuss out another nigga today, man. NappyAfro.com. Welcome, everyone, to the dopest podcast on the dopest network. This is the Frocast on NappyAfro.com. I am King Germ, doing my best Saul Wright impression. I'm sitting here with Be Easy. Introduce yourself to the people.
That was actually pretty good. It's Be Easy, a.k.a. Young Barry White, a.k.a. Young Dick Gregory, a.k.a. Mike Awesome, the Fat Shit Thriller. What's up, man? Back again. Second time in 3 weeks, man. This is fucked up.
Hey, man. Hey, glad to have you, man. Like I said, man, we got Saul Wright out. You know what I'm saying? He had his doctor's note, so we're not going to have Saul Wright this week. Hopefully, Saul Wright will be back next week because we got to talk about Friday Night Tights. Of course, Beezy don't watch it, so probably going to get nothing but music on this. Probably get ratchetness and music with me and Beezy in the building, man. That's just how it goes. Man, so how your week been, man? Everything been all right?
I mean, other than getting up early to record this fuck-ass podcast. No, I'm just joking. It's been a good week.
That's not what you said earlier. Just a few minutes ago, you was like, man, I'm so glad I'm doing this podcast than the other
shit.
One.
Hey, Short T, do not listen to the lies, nigga. Do not listen to the lies, nigga. Kendrick, do not listen to the lies, nigga.
Must I remind you, the mics are always hot. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And must I remind you that I do the editing and recording when I'm on the show, so.
Yeah. Okay. So you can this easily, you can edit your way out of this. Okay, well, we're not going to spend too much time, man, on that, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, it's good to have you, man. I'm glad, man, the fans appreciate it because, you know, they don't really care about the process of us doing the Frocast. Mm-hmm. They just want to make sure Friday comes, it's a fucking Frocast. And for the 205th time, man, we're here, man. It's fucking awesome. Feels good, man. So let's go ahead and get to it, because niggas got things to do today, man. We're going to start off with, we had a White House visit this week, man. J. Cole and another group of rappers. Who is it? J. Cole, Busta Rhymes,
Pusha T. Yeah, I have the whole list here.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj,
go ahead, read the list for us, man.
Nicki Minaj, J. Cole, Rick Ross, DJ Khaled, Ludacris, Common, Pusha T, Chance the Rapper, Rhapsody, Child Quali, and Busta Rhymes.
Wow. Yeah. That's a great, hey. So, and this was what my Brother Keeper initiative that Obama has going on?
Yeah. My Brother's Keeper initiative to keep men of color out of trouble, specifically out of jail, and it happened on April the 15th.
Okay. Well, Obama, if you really want to keep niggas out of jail, legalize drugs across the board, niggas will be out of jail. Anyway. That was all great. Rappers going to the White House and shit. You know, we always talk about, you know, NWA the White House, but the problem was they said J. Cole was dressed up like a fucking sophomore in college. Nigga had jogging pants on when he went to the White House, and people was giving him problems. Did that bother you at all?
Yes. First of all,
what's wrong with you even on joggers?
First of all, if Rick Ross and Pusha T and DJ Khaled and Common can all and Chance the Rapper can all put on suits, your ass can't put on a suit. You at the White House.
So what?
Look, first of all, I just want to put J. Cole to comb his hair. Is that possible?
No. What's wrong with so you just want him to conform to all the white man rules?
No. Here's the problem. No,
you old shoe, what they call that shit? Old shucking and jiving.
God
tap
damn.
Ass nigga.
God damn. No, my whole point is, it feels like I like natural hair. I don't give a fuck. I'm happy.
No, you don't. If this thing cannot grow freeform dreadlocks, you got a problem with it.
I'm happy that J. Cole is making a transition to natural hair. Whatever. My problem is that it looked like J. Cole literally just rolled out of bed, put some shoes on, and walked to the White House. Did that cool?
What's wrong with that? Yes, that's his image.
Y'all know Carolina niggas. Y'all something else, man.
Hey, like somebody said, you better be glad the Fayetteville nigga showed up with some pants on at all. Like, shit. Fayetteville nigga country is a motherfucker, man. Like, no, bro. Like, man. Mm-mm. Hey, different breed of nigga down there.
Hey, what about, but you hear about what happened with Rick Ross, right?
What happened with Rick Ross?
Oh, no, his ankle bracelet went off. His ankle break. You know, he's still on probation.
Of course.
He's still on house arrest. His ankle bracelet went off during Obama speaking. according to TMZ.
So he didn't tell his PO that I'm going to be in D.C. So I'm going to need you to get clearance. You know, I'm going to stop at a Wingstop, get lemon pepper, all flats.
No. No. He has clearance to go there. It's just that it just went off. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just, for whatever reason, it just went off. Because he said it was a new one. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was a new one and the beeps randomly. But he's saying Obama was speaking, and then it went off, and Obama paused for a second, and he kept talking. And, you know,
Obama trying to keep out of jail and went about to go back in jail. And that's
going on. I'm surprised just for the bullshit, because I've read a few articles on the internet about, you know, how, like, Obama is, you know, is you know, it ain't like Ross got found with weed, or he got, you know, he's in the case for possibly kidnapping somebody. So don't you say, hey, Ross, you just stay at home. Don't you say, if you're Obama, like, hey, I wanted you to come, I found out you got charges against you coming. No, don't worry about it.
Push a T. Why? You know, like, really? Like, come on. You still rap about cocaine. Like, it's not like you don't rap about the coke no more. Like, I listened to your song a couple weeks ago. You're still talking that drug shit.
Yeah.
You're here.
Yeah.
Busta Rhymes probably was high off coke while he was there.
Where's my coke?
He probably did coke in the White House just to tell his, yo, stop the fucking line in the White House, son. Son, you know I kept it real Brooklyn style, nigga. I'm telling you, man.
Hey, what president? Rhapsody. Yeah, hold on. What are you gonna say about Rhapsody? Hold on.
Hey, no. There's a good look that she was there.
Okay, ooh, I'm about to say Rhapsody probably. Okay, what are you? Okay, what was it? Was it Clinton or was Obama that Snoop had went and smoked weed in the White House?
Snoop. I mean, it was Clinton.
Okay, damn. I mean, so yeah, I guess they don't pat you down when you go to the White House, right?
Hell yeah, they pressure. Well, obviously not. If you had somebody that had a gun in the White House, like, not in Obama's administration, they don't pat you down. You know what I'm saying? They let anything go in there. Like, hey, what you got? They look like your sword's hanging out your jacket. Tuck that in.
That's funny, man. That's crazy. But nah, I mean, yeah, go ahead.
Problem with wearing joggers to the White House, man. I'm, y'all people relax, calm down. You know what I'm saying? You know, another president, he don't respect Obama. It's about respect.
They don't respect Obama, nigga. Why? Okay. Hold on. So he couldn't wear a suit one time to see the president?
I mean, no, he didn't have to. So listen, he just set the bar now. Next president, the next rapper go see. I mean, I want to see my rappers look like rappers when they go see the president. Don't you go? That's why I said, don't. Once you conform, he knew if he, like, he must have been listening to me, because when Jeezy met Obama, he started wearing glasses and shit, and Jeezy career fell the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? Now Jeezy got to rap about cushion Ciroc again to get back on. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, Avion, Ciroc, Kush. You know, super freaks and all that shit now, you know, now. But before then, it was all positive. So J. Cole knew if he conformed, you know, his lyrics would got whacked. So he stayed true to himself. I mean, the nigga showed up to the Ferguson protest in baller shorts and white beaters and shit.
That's different.
What you mean?
This is the president of the free world.
Oh, man.
Let me say this. I'm going to say something that Kane Jones would have said if this wasn't a North Carolina nigga. And I'm sorry, everybody. If J. Cole mama would have been black, he wouldn't have did that shit. There, I said it.
Okay. I can agree with that. I I agree with that.
Your mama would not, Jerm, your mama would not let you go to the White House in jogging shorts. Jogging pants.
She'd probably say something to me about it, like, don't you? I mean, my mama always tell me to have clean drawers on everywhere you go. You know what I'm saying?
Hopefully, that's everybody's mama. Hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, you know, black women especially, because you don't want you to get no car accident, and they cut your pants off, and they see your dirty underwear. Like, mom, you think that's going to do the worst of my, you know, like, yeah. If I'm laying in a car accident, me having shitty drawers, anybody going to care about that, man?
And then I'm probably going to shit when if I got shit in my stomach, I'm probably going to shit when I get in the car wreck.
Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? So how you know? I ain't shit myself when I was in an accident. Like, mama, like, I don't think you thought this through. Like, they ain't gonna be like, well, just things look like they're about 12 hours old. So he's been here.
This is a nasty motherfucker.
Yeah. He did. He a nasty motherfucker.
Just write that down. Make sure everybody
know about it. Court said your son, look, what the autopsy saying? Well, said he ain't wipe his ass good. So I guess no black mama want to get that autopsy report. So I guess it does make sense, man. God damn.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, man. Moving along, man. Speaking of people getting sued, man. Kanye West is involved in the title? Is it just Kanye West? He's involved in a class action lawsuit over the life of Pablo not being exclusive to Tidal. Some guy is suing, saying that they scammed people out of their money, promising that this record will only be on Tidal when now it's everywhere for free or whatever. It's on other mediums. You can get it. And now they feel duped out of their $9 or $19 or whatever it was. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So how do you feel about this? I know it has something to do about Hov, so I know whose side you're on.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So
first of all, yeah, Hov is not getting sued here. I knew it. I told somebody when Kanye was on Twitter saying, because on February 15th, he did say, my album would never, he said, never, 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 ever. He used that many nevers be on Apple or any other streaming service except Tidal. That's what he said on February the 15th, right?
Yeah.
I knew that he was going to get some backlash from that because ain't no way Def Jam going to be like, okay, that's fine. Nigga, we ain't making no money off that shit, so of course it's going to be on every streaming platform. But first of all, it goes twofold because I don't know, could you be saying shit on Twitter be held against you because you can either decide and say that shit, somebody hacked my phone, or am I mad at Justin Baker Rhett, the guy who's suing him? I'm mad at him because he actually believed anything that Kanye said. I don't believe anything Kanye said.
Maybe that's the only reason why he signed, because like they said, people did flock the Tidal just for the Kanye album now. I know a couple people that did it just for it.
Is it $3 million? I mean, is it 3 million, 3 million subscribers? And
yeah.
It was one and a half first.
Think about it. He has a valid point if you look at all the signups from the time of the album coming out and everything. Like, he has a valid point. Like, if you signed up before then, you're not in on the class. But if you signed up and the first album you played was The Life of Pablo, then yes, I think you should be entitled to, you know, $2 back. You know what I'm saying?
Let me say this, though. You do get them out for free. So I think that's why I think it's invalid now, because you get them out for free. It's invalid. You didn't lose anything. He didn't lose anything. He said he wants Tidal to erase his credit card information and any information because he didn't pay anything yet. He had like supposedly he just asked for them. He didn't ask for money back. He asked them. He's suing them because, you know, he lied and he asked them to take all his information off. As you got a month. Look, I just canceled my script in the title after my free month, so you do get a free month for free. So I don't think he has a leg to stand on. Personally,
of course you're gonna feel that way because, you know.
I mean, listen. I'm gonna tell you something.
Free month. I'm with that. A free month.
Yeah. Listen, I listened to it the first couple of days, and I stopped listening to it. I'm download Life Forever.
For the Life of Pablo. Which one are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. I downloaded the title, and I listened to it the first couple of days, and I'm like, you know what? Download Life Forever, nigga.
Yeah, man, it's like, I listen to Spotify, but I'm not about to pay for the premium because it's just like, it's not that serious. You know, I do like the, you know, if I'm, you know, just want to listen to a certain thing, you know, I can just go to it right there. But if you don't have the premium with Spotify, you know, they kind of randomize the album to you, and it's like a shuffle. Like, you just can't go listen to, you know, one single album. You can listen to that one single album, but they might shuffle the songs. They ain't going to be in order, and they might throw some new shit in or whatever, whatever. So, you know, I can deal with that. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's not that aggravating. But yeah, man.
My kid like the they got like the mellow beats. They just play like the hip hop instrumentals. You know what I'm saying? My youngest, my baby, he loves that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know. Also too, I used to have it's called Mellow Beats. That's a playlist. I used to also with Spotify. I used to also have to have my own like bedroom mixes. Spotify got me on that, nigga.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? They one time I had that mix on. They played Still Lose Control. I said, oh, I'm fucking with Spotify now just for playlists. So. I don't know. But nah, hold on. Do you like Life in Pablo? I don't think anybody ever asked you that question.
If I put it on a list of Kanye albums, it'll be near mid, it's not in the top. How many albums Kanye got? Like six?
Yeah, but so you're telling me it's way better than 808s and Heartbreaks?
It's better than Yeezus.
It's better than 808s and Heartbreaks.
No.
I know you like that album for other fucking reason.
No. It's like I said, it's better than Yeezus. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I can say.
Damn.
So it's not at the bottom. Yeah.
It's pretty, I mean, they're not really saying much though, right?
Like, but it's just like, because the album is not, it doesn't feel complete. It just feels all over the place. It just doesn't have any direction. It seems like he was really trying to make this album and niggas not download shit. Like, he was just like, yo, I don't want niggas to download it. I don't want it to leak. So I'm going to stop. It just doesn't seem complete. And so it got some good songs on it, but as far as a whole cohesive project, nah. Mm-mm.
It's probably six. And he released seven. It's probably six.
Yeah, but, see what I'm saying? Like, it's not
better than College Dropout, not better than Late Registration, not better than Graduation, not better than My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. It may be better than Yeezus. It may be better than 808s and Heartbreak. So it may be six or fifth in my book. It may be. I know you like 808s and Heartbreak. Your favorite Kanye album.
It's not my favorite, but it's in the top four.
Jesus. I mean, you got Pump on. I don't know why y'all like that album, man. Y'all niggas.
Maybe I was going through something at the time. I don't know. But I like that album.
Yeah. Okay.
I still listen to it to this day when I hear that shit, man.
I don't know what to say, man. That shit trash.
Dark Black Fantasy, whatever it's called. My Dark, whatever. That one, the best song on that one is like Runaway Love, man. Like, that's the best song on the album, man. Yeah.
Anyway, so you don't like Monster or So Appalled or nothing like that?
Some songs are alright, but Runaway Love is like the best song on there. It's the standout song, man.
Okay.
Beat, all the production on it, man. You know, it's dope, man. It's dope.
All right, next topic, sir.
Next topic, man. Travis Scott, man, another Houston rapper, man. Shout out to everybody in Houston, man. Stay dry. You know what I'm saying? And good gracious, man. No, I just move away, man. It seems like that town floods every year. You know, city floods every year, man. Just anyway. But anyway, Travis Scott made news this week. He was doing a concert in Canada, I believe. Mm-hmm. And he has a song called Only Trail Niggas I Know.
3,500. Go ahead, though.
Yeah. 3,500. That's the name of the song. My bad. Sorry.
I'm just here.
Yeah, exactly. Saul Wright was here. Nobody would have caught that. Easy's here. He want to catch my flaws. But anyway, the song's called 3,500. And on the song, the line is, only true niggas I know. Mm-hmm. And it's repeated. So he usually passed the mic to people at the concert doing the song. And this concert, you know, he was in Canada, like I said. And let's be honest, when you go to a Travis Scott concert, niggas not going to a Travis Scott concert.
No.
Ain't no black people. So it's all white people, you know what I'm saying, everywhere. Like, I don't care what city he in, all the white people going to be there. Black people just not checking for Travis Scott. We're not checking for him. So he hands the mic to the white boy, and the white boy says it. I mean, he says the line, and he said it so excited about it. He was like, all the drug niggas I know. he got it out of his system, man.
in front of 5,000 people.
Yeah, all white people now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And they got crumb. Like, Crock got crumb when he said it, too.
Yes.
They finally.
So, fair foul in this situation.
That's all on Travis Scott. That's not on that white. Because the white guy was looking, when he first started, he was looking like, should I be saying? Because like, at first he did, like, he was doing up to the hook. And, like, he was looking like, how far should I go? And then Travis Scott kept putting the microphone to it. Like, he hit Travis Scott say something, and he'd give the microphone. And, like, white dude said, I got to go for it. Shit. Even if Travis Scott punched him in the face, I got to go for it.
Yeah. And so, do we give him a pass if they sing in a song? Or do they got, like, if you at a concert, there's a white boy beside you, and you hear him say nigga or whatever, you know what's coming up, do you give him a pass or do you give him the look? Like, what you gonna do? You give him the people's eyebrow?
Oh, God. Listen, now, I've always said that even though I'm comfortable with it, I give a pass. If me and the white dude in the car listen to Bitches Ain't Shit, and they say all the words, and, you know, he say, bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. And then he say nigga, and I'm like, I can't get really mad about it. I mean, I appreciate when they don't say it, but it's the song. It's the song. He paid for the music.
Damn.
He paid for the music.
Damn.
Listen, I'm conflicted about it. Because, of course, I don't want it to happen, but what are you going to say when somebody who really just likes the music? They gonna say it when they by themselves.
Yeah.
So, can I say something? I never liked Travis Scott.
Nobody black likes him, man. Nobody like.
And that's a problem too. Let me explain this. Let's explain this problem with you. When Our Future first came out, right? And I heard somebody say this. I can't remember who said this. Mm-hmm. When Our Future first came out, first of all, Our Future it really ain't popping no more. Right? Is that safe to say?
Yes, safe to say.
The reason they ain't popping right now is because when they first started out, their fan base was white. I ain't saying nothing wrong with that. Their fan base was white. While Future, when he first started, his fan base was black. If your fan base starting out, if you're a black artist and your fan base starting out is white, you're not going to last long.
Damn!
If it's black, you have time to have a black fan base and then white people join in, and then you'll be fine. You get what I'm saying? Like if you have a black fan base, wife would be like, okay, this kind of dope. Let's go over here and see what they talking about. You already got your core. So even when wife will leave you alone, you still got your core black fan base. That's why Future, exactly. When wife will stop fucking with Future, he's going to be fine. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the thing. And when I mean wife, I mean like all the white girls who bought Jumpman because they saw Taylor Swift singing in the Apple commercial. You know what I'm saying? When they stop fucking with Future, he's gonna be okay because he still got niggas. So that's the problem. So yeah, but I don't fuck. I've never liked Travis Scott. Fuck that nigga. He can't rap. All his beats sound the same. Nah, I don't fuck with that nigga. So, Ho, do you like Travis Scott?
Come on, man. You know, I can't name two songs about this nigga. The only song I know about him, that's the Antidote nigga, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only shit I listen to, but nobody likes him, bro. Like, he's just a weirdo nigga. Like, you know, we don't do weirdo niggas, man. Like, nah, bro, we good on him.
Yeah, some people, I've read some people say he's an industry plant. Like, you know what I'm saying? He really was like, for example, like somebody in the industry is like, hey, Kanye, can he sit in your session? Or hey, T.I., can he sit in your session? Like, they tried to put him with as many groups as possible until finally something stuck. You know what I'm saying? He still don't got no hits. But
I mean, I can tell that he wrote a lot of songs for Kanye because the Antidote don't sound like a Kanye West song. Like, that sound like something Kanye, like the whole way he sung it and everything, that sound like a Kanye West. Like, I can see Kanye. So I can see the Kanye influence on either he influenced Kanye, I'm going to say, because, you know, Amber did say that, you know, he was writing a lot of songs. You know, I believe Amber because, you know, she was sticking fingers in asses. And, you know, and you can't, you know, nigga get your, you stick your finger in nigga ass, he not gonna lie.
Oh, he tell you everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Travis Scott wrote my shit. Oh!
Yeah. moving along. I know this ain't watching movies and shit, but I'm gonna throw something in here. So, I was online. It was a 30-day movie. And it has a 7-hour trailer.
Yes.
So let me guess. Y'all going to be talking about this on Watching Movie Shit podcast number 30 through 40?
No, like, we're not talking about. Now, sadly enough, I forgot to research this one or read about it, but I know it's called The Ambience.
Yes!
I know it's called The Ambience. I don't really know. I know it's coming out 2018. That's all I remember off the top of my head.
Yep.
I'm not sure what the actual movie's about. That's why I didn't.
Yeah, like it's about nothing. It's 30 days. Like, what movie is 30 days long? Like, this is ridiculous. Is this the real life Truman?
No.
Let me say this.
I remember seeing a trailer for this in 2014.
Mm.
So I think this is the second and third trailer.
This is the second trailer. Yes.
Yeah. See, I knew that y'all talk. Now let me say this though. I don't want to see this movie because it was stupid, but I did want to see this movie called The Clock that came out in 2010. It was played at museums. Basically, the movie is 24 hours long, and the way it works is every you know, a movie theater where people wake up and they look at their clock, right? You know, mm-hmm. People wake up out of bed and they look at their clock or they see a clock. This team of people, this guy got 10 people to go through all movies and find every clock going every time of the day. So if you went to the movie theater to see this movie and it was like 4 a.m, everything would be like every clock they show on TV for every minute would be a different time in the movie theater. I mean, in the movie. So I did want to see. I want to go see the whole movie, but I didn't want to go see clocks. The clock. Yeah. I'm sorry. So yeah, that's dope. Do you want to hear? I do have a list here of the longest movies of all time. Would you like to hear that?
I mean, it's Roots, the Ten Commandments.
No. The longest movie of all time is called Logistics. It's 857 hours long.
857 hours.
Yeah. All right. but then, like, some of these movies, like Beijing 2003, that's basically somebody, like, filming everything for one day and playing everything. So it's kind of like if you and your family went out somewhere and then made a movie of it and didn't cut anything. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of weird. But yeah, but the clock is the only one I actually wanted to kind of check out though. So I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm gonna let y'all niggas have that shit though. What made you even bring this up on the forecast? I appreciate that.
Hey man, I'm just trying to expand our horizon since we got the best. A podcast on Nappy Afro, so you know that's just how great the Frocast is because
I thought you were talking about movies and shit.
No, Frocast, the flagship. We're the logo, like you know what I'm saying. Y'all niggas just y'all sub, yeah, y'all the WNBA, you know what I'm saying. We the NBA, y'all the WNBA, get it. You know what I'm saying? Actually, y'all might be the NBDL. Y'all might be Developmental League. Damn. You know what I'm saying?
So
wrestling podcast is WNBA.
Damn, so first we bitches, and then we... First of all...
I ain't say y'all... Man, see, there you go, man. But see, I'm not going to go there, man.
Kendrick Short T, get him. Episode 20 of the Watch Movie Shit podcast out right now. Go check that out.
Moving along... people. Got a good pussy alert right there. Oh, got a good God. Pussy alert. So, Beezy sent a story in to me, man. I got to tell him something, man. Before we go to the story, this happened in Tallahassee.
I know. The nigga went to FSU, so I'm trying to figure out, did she go to FAMU?
Yeah, the girls go to FAMU. The girls go to FAMU.
Oh, God. So, yes.
Okay, so apparently this chick, she got a boyfriend, so her and her girls go out Thursday night. They out partying, clubbing. So while they at the club, you know, her boyfriend called her, you know, you in the club, you can't hear any music or whatever. You can't hear over the music. So she was just like, yo, I call you back. You know, the boyfriend tried to FaceTime her and all that. You know, she's like, look, I'm just going to hit you back when I get home. So he get mad, like, yo, you probably up in some nigga face or whatever. So she get home drunk, you know what I'm saying, the nigga ain't call her back. So then she was with her homegirl. You know, the homegirl was like, yeah, nigga probably called because you probably with this side girl. So that got her, you know, her spider senses tingling. So, you know, she with her homegirl and her homegirl on the phone with some other girl asking about some homework. So she hear somebody sneeze in the background. Crazy. The girl say, bless you. the man in the back say thank you, and she automatically like, yo, that's my boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? So her boyfriend allegedly supposed to have been out of town. So he wasn't out of town. She goes to wherever, she looks up the girl who, you know, who the girl's on the phone with. They find out where the chick live at. They go to the girl house. When they get out there to the apartment, they don't know where she live at, but she see her boyfriend car outside her apartment building. So when she see the girl, the boyfriend car, she remembers that he keeps one door unlocked. So she goes to the car, unlocks it, unlocks the trunk, hops in the trunk, tells her homegirl, like, look, text me when you see him come outside. So she's sitting in the trunk for 20, 30 minutes till the nigga come out. Homegirl texts her like, yo, he coming out, but he ain't alone. So she ride in the car. And then while she in the car, she fucking makes a video like, yo, she takes a video of her in the back of the car riding in the trunk. You know what I'm saying? And then she finally, you know, she rides around. She hops out on him when the car stopped. Rolls up on him, you know, screams on him like, yo, what you doing? You think I'm going to catch you? And then that was the end of the story. Like, it wasn't, she didn't give a, like, he was in the car with a chick, but she didn't say who the chick was. You know what I'm saying? She, you know, it just, it's weird. Like, I really think all this was fake. I'm going to be honest. I think they just did it for the likes and shit. I don't think this story, because the way they were laughing, I don't think that was real. Because if I just got caught cheating and my girl jumped out of the trunk of the car, nigga, I'm shook. I'm not laughing.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Nigga, like, yo, that, exactly. That shit is not funny. I'm going to be like, yo, what the fuck? Oh, shit, I'm not just going to roll the window down. I see my crazy girlfriend, like, I'm in the middle of the street. I told you I'm out of town, and I see you appear. Like, what?
Yeah.
What? I know. Yeah. And then how you riding in your car not telling you your trunk open, man?
Also, too, why are you going, like, if you going to, like, because I think before he came out because they said that, because she called him to meet him somewhere. Why would you bring the girl that you cheated with you?
Thank you. Your homegirl was supposed to call him and say, look, I know everything. She know everything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're supposed to meet somewhere. Yeah. Like, I just, maybe he was dropping the chick off. Like, I don't know. Like, she never said, like I said, the story, because I read the whole fucking 90 tweet story. I read it right before
Blame Zola, man.
Yeah.
You know, you remember the stripper story about Zola? She did it all on Twitter. Guess where that happened at?
Where that happened at? Florida? Yeah. Tampa. It happened in Tampa. Yeah. No, she was going to Tampa. Where is she from, though? She was from somewhere else.
Yeah, but the shit happened in Florida.
Man, I mean, Tampa is different, though. That's like I told you, man. Tampa is the devil. That's the capital of devilism. Like, that's, I mean, you want to do
evil, you go to Tampa. Did you say devilism?
Devilism, yes.
Hey, but about,
just, first, Tampa is the devil.
First of all, I go against your thought that a crazy, look, I know crazy women have good pussy because they don't say no to anything. You know what I'm saying? They don't say, you know, they don't say no to anything. So I get that. My problem is that if it's so good, why you cheating on her then?
Oh, because it's just like that, man, you understand. It's something about a girl that's crazy. Mm-hmm. That when you know your girl crazy, it's something about like just that. It's like you get I see why white boys jump off mountains and shit. You get a adrenaline rush when you cheat on a crazy girl, because it just makes it even more like, yo, if she catch me, nigga, like, whoa, I don't know what she gonna do. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit, like, so maybe it make the pussy better. I don't know, man, but it's just an adrenaline rush, man. I'm just telling you.
I will say that crazy women won't say no to anything. You say, hey, I'm gonna stick this spoon in your pussy. Okay. Like, they're not going to say no. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever you ask them to do, they're going to do it because they fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
It'd be wetter than regular girl pussy, man. Like, if your levels is even, your pussy not as wetter than a girl. You know what I'm saying? The bipolar pussy is probably awesome. Niggas need to, like, I mean, the ADD pussy, give me all of that. You know, you schizophrenic, all that. Give me that pussy, man. Yeah. Mild schizophrenia, I want it. Like, yes.
Yeah. You seen Gone Girl?
Yes.
That pussy probably was fire.
Nigga didn't leave, did he?
Like, you know what? Listen, look. And his sister was crying. He couldn't explain to her why he's staying.
Yes. He was like, man, do you know this bitch sucked my dick from the back? Like, what? Like, what? I could lay on my stomach and get a blowjob. Like, yo, it's crazy.
I'm not laying on my stomach. Hey, but just to...
You're not down with the rusty trombone, man? You're not down with it?
Nah. Just to get some more stats on that girl, her Twitter account is Vic2_Willie, and she only has, 4,000 followers. So that's kind of weird.
But look, you know, once somebody finds out her story fake, she's going to have 1,000 followers.
Hey,
story that. Fake as fuck, man. Look, look, look. I loved it. I read it, but I was just like, yo. Because it was just like it had no ending. Like, the way you ended it was just like, I got writer's block. Like, everybody like, yo, so that's how it's bad ending. Everybody like, bad ending, bad and then, like, you're not, I'm not gonna sit in jail. Y'all like, man, like, you can't think of nothing else. That's why. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I think that, I don't know, man. I think it's kind of weird, but once again, though, the crazy bitches do live in Florida. So sorry.
Hey, man.
I know you rep for it, I know you fun for it, but the crazy bitches do live in Florida.
I live in Florida.
Okay. All right, speaking of crazy bit. No, you know what? I can't even make that transition. TV talk. That's all I'm gonna say. Speaking of TV talk, did you see Black Ink Crew this week?
I did.
You like it?
Of course.
What do you think? Okay, let's step out of the reality world for a second. Do you think Debbie really did eat Dutch's pussy out?
Look, I don't think so. I think they just, the way they wanted to make it play, but I mean, the way they edited it, she said, you want your pussy at, you got your pussy at. You know what I'm saying? But then the way Donna was, you want to play with the rainbows now, something, all that, you know what I'm saying? You want to play the unicorn, something, you know, they make it seem like something went down, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Now on Twitter, that she said, the audio we heard is from her throwing up that night.
Yeah.
You heard that too?
That's why I was thinking, like, I was just like, I don't know if that's the throwing up. Because I was, you know what? When I heard it, I was like, that don't mean she getting her pussy in. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, but I was thinking, like, they playing us to make us think that it happened like that.
Hey, that's what she said. She was like, hey, you know, it was me throwing up that night. It's not anything sexual happened. But then again, though, she did say that, you know, I got taken advantage of. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's weird. It's whole thing is weird. I never know what really to take from reality shows because, like, technically, the real reality show is Love & Hip Hop because they got two pregnant women out there show. You know what I'm saying? Like Peter Gunn got two bitches pregnant on reality shows. That's probably the realest reality show out right now. Because even though they're lying, they still put their kids on the line. So,
yeah.
I don't know, but yeah, I do enjoy watching Black Ink instead of Love & Hip Hop, and I watch both of them. So,
yeah, I watch both of them too.
Do you,
my boy Stevie?
You know what? No matter what's going on, anytime Stevie does that rat face, I laugh. No matter what's going on, I don't care if my dog just died. He make that rat face, I'm laughing. Because why? It's like that nigga really do like a rat. Like, nigga, this nigga really do like a rat. But Stevie ain't got the. But in the world, Love & Hip Hop world, he's not the big creep though anymore. It's Peter Guns, hands down.
Yeah, Peter Guns is the worst because he got 10 kids. Like, he don't have no money. Stevie J's like, look, nigga, at least he's got publishing. My kid's going to be able to get a little check for a long time. Like, yeah. Nigga, I didn't miss you, nigga. I had a nasty whatever. Like, you know, so Stevie J ain't as bad as Peter Guns ain't giving him shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He ain't got shit to give him.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. He ain't got shit to give him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, think about it. At least in 2000, he made fucking goddamn Honey. You know what I'm saying? Like Stevie J produced Honey for Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. You're good. You're good forever. So, I don't know. Supposedly he made that Rick Ross, the Nobody song on Rick Ross album, too. So, you know.
Okay.
Shout out to Stevie J, man. Speaking of Love & Hip Hop, this was the last weekend you went to go see somebody in concert?
Yes, I went and seen Trick Daddy and Trina, man.
And nobody got shot.
Nobody got shot, man.
That's remarkable.
No, not one gunshot was, you know, man, it was a lot of weed smoking. I seen a lot of, like, you know, I'm starting to notice, man, women do not wear drawers no more. Like, yo, man, fellas, please don't mess it up. Like, these women are not wearing drawers in the club. I don't know if y'all notice or not, But Jesus Christ, I mean, man.
But the reason I brought it up because supposedly Trick Daddy and Trina have joined Love & Hip Hop Miami.
Wow.
I think it's too close to Atlanta. I don't know why. I know it's a different life, and I know it's a different, you know, way they do stuff. But I think it's just so close to Miami, though. I mean, to Atlanta, though.
Yeah, look. Where the people from Miami gonna go? Because they're all the ones in Atlanta. We going to Miami. Like all the other shows go to Miami. So where the ones from Miami? Where do they go for their break, for their vacation? Like, shit.
Yeah. But you know how like Love & Hip Hop don't necessarily have niggas from Miami only.
Yeah. Yeah, niggas just, like Fat Joe gonna be on their watch.
Yeah, Noriega supposed to be on there supposedly. He lives in Miami now, so I don't know what you want me to say. It's funny because Trina turned down Love & Hip Hop in Miami back in like 2014, 2013. She turned it down.
Yeah, she had a song out then.
Yeah, so. Hey, how did she look at the concert?
She looked all right, man. I mean, she ain't had no shorts on. I mean, it's a little cool that night. She ain't had no legs and thighs went out, so you know what I'm saying? She had some longer pants on. But other than that, I mean, she looked cute, man, you know?
First of all, that makes no sense.
What do you mean? Like, I mean, when I see Trina, I want to see thighs and legs and ass. You know what I'm saying? She had pants on, so you know
what I mean? No. It made no sense that she had on pants, but I'm sure it was... I'm sure it's women out there with shorts on and like skirts on, right?
Yeah. But you know, exactly. Like Trina, come on, man. You up on this hot ass stage, you could have had some shorts on for us. You know what I'm saying? You know, and props to Trina, she did all her songs, all her little songs, you know, Single Again, Fuck Boy, Pull Over.
So she only had a 15-minute show?
I mean, she probably Trina got like, I mean, you gotta understand, man. She got like some what's that song? All the little songs she did, like, here we go,
did that song?
Yeah, nigga, what that was? Nigga, that's one of her big hits. Nigga, you better stop playing.
That the blah, blah, blah?
Like, it was, nigga, like, man, you should have seen it. Bro, that shit was crazy, man.
Is that the blah, blah, blah song? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, blah, blah, oh, blah, blah, blah. Yes, that's, yeah.
One of the worst bars ever in history.
Horrible, and you know it. Yeah, I'm the queen of Miami, and they're loud. And someone talking something to your mammy. She like blah 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 blah, and I'm all like, whatever. Oh god, it is horrible.
Oh Woo. God, damn it. Damn
but yeah, man, that Trick got up there, man. You know, I'm upset with Trick. You know what I'm saying, you know, Trick Daddy and Trina. It was advertised, and you know, when you think of Trick and Trina, what do you think of? Take it to that house. Mm-hmm. Shut up. Nah, nigga. You mm-hmm. think of them songs. Mm-hmm. Okay, you did one out of those three songs I named.
Nah, nigga.
You did Nah, nigga. But you ain't do Take It to the House.
Damn.
How you not gonna do Shut Up?
Yeah. At least the remix.
Yeah, but you putting out, you know what I'm saying, you like Trick, you letting your new niggas get on the show and do they look like, man, we don't care about them niggas, man. Like, man, hey, oh, I'm gonna tell you, it's a fucking a tide is being turned. The feminist movement has moved. Hey, these rappers, y'all not gonna get up there and say these little bitch and whole lyrics and think these women, hey, these women, like this, you know, the dude name, his name was Chaotic. He got the song These Hoes for Everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We played it on the site before. And he was doing this song, he was performing that song, and it was just like the women was like, yo, we're not feeling it. You kept saying, I don't give a fuck about no bitch. And like the women were just like, yo, fuck this nigga, man. Like, that shit was crazy. So look, rappers, new rappers, you coming up, you gonna have to respect the ladies in your music, or they ain't gonna fuck with your music. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like the 90s where you call them a bitch.
And they dance. And
they look, nah, they don't like new. They are, only they can call themselves bitches. You can't call a woman a bitch no more. Not gonna happen.
or at least make the song good enough, but I don't give a fuck. Cause if that song was hard, they wouldn't give a fuck. If it was hard, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, man.
So yeah. I don't know. So it, no, I'm sorry. What you say?
Hey, any more TV? I mean, you know.
Oh yeah. Oh, by the way, I did forget this. I know you never watched it. I'm 100% out on Fear the Walking Dead. 100% out on Fear the Walking Dead.
No, I've never watched. So don't, you telling me don't even start it?
You like that. You like some crazy shit.
I don't. I told you I'm done with The Walking Dead. I'm done.
You're not, man. Hold on. So you're not even gonna turn to see who got.
No, killed. I'm not. Look, when it comes back, I'm not watching, man. I'm done.
You got look, done, you, nigga. If I were you, I would at least say I'm not watching it after the first episode's been back. Cause I gotta see who got hit upside the fucking head by Negan. Nigga.
I find out. I'm not gonna look. I'm not. I don't even want to get sucked into a new storyline. So I'm not even gonna watch. I'm not gonna go back. That's the best way. I'm cold turkey. I'm just done.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
If you can do it, God bless you. But I wouldn't. I'm not doing that shit, nigga. I'm gonna have to watch it.
I jumped on the wave late, so I already feel like I ain't like you. You was on it from the beginning, you know what I'm saying? I mean, when you and PTs was talking about this shit, I'm like, man, what are y'all talking about? Fucking dead. What is that? I was like, man, what is that?
And of course, you shitted on it immediately.
I did. Immediately. Before I even watched, look, add that to the list of things I shitted on before I even listened to it. And Crit was here. I was like, man, I'm not listening to that fucking shit. Then I listened to it, and I was like, man, I love this motherfucking shit, man.
Hey, matter of fact, I might go back and see it, but you might have went on the because this is what you would do. I said, "Hey man, this album is awesome. Check it out." And you listen to like a couple of songs, and then you say that shit trash, just to spite me. You might I think you went on that platform and said, "Hey man, this shit trash." You know, and nah, nigga. And then later on, you say, "Hey man, this shit hard." Every time you do that shit.
Hey man, need some consistent.
Okay. If you say so.
Speaking of consistency, man, it's my keeping 100 this week, man.
Hold on. Go.
Okay. It's my keeping 100 this week, man. Hey, man, King German, man. I'm starting to get a little older, and you know. Oh, I was watching videos this weekend. I was watching Waka Flocka and Rory. And did y'all know Waka Flocka was a vegan? Had me thinking, if Waka Flocka could be hood-ass Waka Flocka Flame, one hood-ass nigga, so can King Jern be a hood-ass nigga. I think I might start going slightly vegan. So my birthday coming up next month, May 11th, for all you ladies out there that want to send, you know, your news or whatever, you know, money to the PayPal. You can send me a dollar to my PayPal. I don't care, 5, 10. Anyway, it's May 11th, for all y'all need to know. I'm gonna start cutting out some of the meat, man. The red meat. This will be a slow process. I'm start with the red meat, and you know, I'm gonna try to you know, see what I can do, man. Get better.
Okay, what was the real keeping 100?
That was my keeping 100, man. I might be going vegan. I'm keeping 100 with y'all, man.
Okay. Can we get a little inside baseball here for a second?
Go ahead.
You know, one of King Jern's best things on the front cover was telling everybody between capital B black and lowercase b black. And for the past couple of weeks, I've been telling Jern, I've been reaching out to him and saying, hey, look, nigga, you're not a real nigga anymore.
Damn.
This here, would you just say it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not a real nigga no more, Jern. I'm sorry.
I'm not
real.
Said red meat. That's beef.
Nah, nigga. First of all, Waka Flocka posed nude for PETA. You remember that shit?
I remember that, man. But that mean
ink not mink. You remember that shit?
Maybe a bad example, man. But I'm just saying, man. I need to start eating better. So maybe that's what I want to rephrase. King Jern will start doing better with his life. Start eating it cleaner. I might cut out on the fried. I'm definitely cutting out on the fried. A lot of the fried foods. Yeah, that's going to be the hardest thing to let go. But yeah, man, I'm going to try to, you know, I want to be around till at least I'm 100. You know, I want at least to be 100. You know, how long you want to live, PZ?
I don't care. I'm just trying to figure out, like, where is Pimpin' Jern, man? Is Pimpin' Jern around? Can I talk to him, please?
Man, what? Goddamn, bro, nigga. Damn, well, you niggas don't, man. Goddamn.
I'm just saying, I don't know this nigga right here though. It's like, look, man, you living too good, man. You living too good. You got look, you got a beautiful wife, beautiful family, two new cars in your driveway, a house. You got a nice job. Cuss out your white manager lad yesterday. Nothing happened to you. You living a good life, nigga. YBEZ got a problem next to a dump. Well, YBEZ got a car that older than all my kids put together.
I mean, Be Easy has sex with his manager at work, don't have to come to work. You know what I'm saying? So that's the difference.
Real nigga.
Yeah.
Real nigga. Real nigga. Prove my case more. Real nigga. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Real nigga.
Are your kids by the same woman?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes.
No. 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 I got 3 baby mamas. Real nigga. Real nigga.
You might have multiple personalities, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I've been to jail 3 times, nigga. Real nigga. You know what I'm saying? Police ever shot at you, nigga?
Yeah, bad checks and parking tickets. Nah, man.
Don't write checks. Never wrote a check, nigga. Never wrote a check, nigga. I've been look. I've been locked up for no reason, nigga. Real nigga.
Oh, man.
Listen, I'm just saying, man.
Real nigga went got locked up for no reason because they were like, motherfucker, I ain't do shit, motherfucker. You ain't tell you that I ain't do motherfucking thing, nigga. Listen. I ain't going nowhere. You went calmly. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No. That's why he walked. Look, you was that nigga. You that didn't walk me through Santa Claus handcuff, nigga. You was that nigga.
I wasn't there, nigga.
You was that nigga. You heard the stories. You heard how a cousin. You heard how a cousin out the damn policeman was walking out, nigga. You was that nigga. Don't never. Look. My real nigga status, my capital B status is alive and well. You know what I'm saying? I got my car right here. Your car old, nigga. And they gonna take it away from you, man. And I can't save you no more, man. Damn. What pimping journey at, man? What pimping journey? Look, years ago, I knew something was wrong. You said, hey, man, I ain't pimping journey anymore. I can't journey. I knew something was wrong then, man.
Can we be honest why I changed my name? Because Xbox told me my name was offensive. So I had to change my name. And so that's what happened. Let's keep it real.
A real nigga said, I guess I won't play Xbox no more.
Hey, look, I didn't give them the money to change it. They changed my name to Kindful, some bullshit. And I was just like, hey, motherfucker, I was arguing. I was like, man, come on, man. Y'all can't do me like that. But, you know, it is.
I'm sorry for telling the truth, but I'm sorry.
I mean, hey, you can paint a picture however you want to, man.
Okay.
Real niggas fuck with me, and I don't give a fuck who don't. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, the sad thing is, if you ain't a real nigga, how you gonna know who real niggas is? You know what I'm saying? Like, you probably think niggas fuck with you real niggas. They ain't really real niggas. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I'm gonna say this. I'm the realest nigga you know, just so you know, okay?
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
In the words of a fat Pakistani guy, you played yourself. Congratulations. This what happen when you get when I gotta wake up at 11 o'clock to do a podcast, nigga. Just so you know. Alright. Anyway, did I go too hard?
Nah, man. Okay. I mean, you know, I just you're delusional. That's all I can say. You're delusional. I mean, hey.
Anyway, you want to do wins and losers?
Oh, man, my winners this week, man. Apparently, they changed the $20 bill, putting Harriet Tubman on it, and niggas is rejoicing. Niggas is talking about how they're going to be telling the bank tell they want all Tubmans and how they're going to make it rain on the stripper with the Harriet Tubman money. And, you know, drug dealers getting rejoicing by having, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think that's cool and all, people, but let's wait till it actually happens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I don't get it, but hey, like, I mean, am I excited about it? I guess, yes. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, what is it really proving us? You know what I'm saying? By putting somebody black on the currency, how does that help us? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is, you know, come on, man. Like, so, you know. But I don't know. Let's wait till that
happens. I mean, yeah, we got to 2020, so.
Yeah, so, you know, let's just wait till it happens.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I mean, it's going to happen. I mean, she had to replace fucking, who was it? First of all, you know she was going to place, it's Andrew Jackson. She was going to place Hamilton, but you know, Hamilton hot right now.
Hamilton on the 10, right?
Yeah, but, Andrew, is it, what's his name?
Yeah, Andrew Jackson on the 20, yeah.
But, you know, Hamilton is hot right now because of the play.
Oh,
You know what I'm saying? So like, so he got a lot of people, you know, vouching for him and saying, hey, you know, we can't do it. He has the number one player in the country right now is Hamilton. So, you know, so that can't happen. Who you lose? How we do? Do we go winner winner? Or just do you go winner losing? I go winner loser.
Man, we go. I ain't do my loser too. My loser this week, man, is Ice Cube, man. Ice Cube, man, here you out here raping cats. Congratulations, you got the number one comedy in America, whatever have they break it, the subculture down, the subsection down. Congrats, your movie made about 20 mil this past weekend. But you only one actor said he only gets $65,000 for the movie. And I mean, first of all, Ice Cube, you're really not the loser. The dude is the loser for signing the contract and then complaining about
exactly.
It. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
No shit, dude. Hey. You're the loser. You know, Ice Cube is just, you know, Ice Cube is a loser because he's turned into the guy that he used to rap about being on Who's the Mac or some song he had. But yeah, he's turned into that guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know. And then Ice Cube, he was on the Gangster GGN this week. Mm-hmm. He looked like he don't smoke weed, bro. Like, the way he was out there and Snoop smoked one, he hit the blunt like a couple times. He was super high. Like, he was just like, and then he was talking all nervous and shit. Like, Cube, if you don't smoke, don't do that, man.
But he made Bop Gun, though.
Eh, look. That was, you know, that was 2000. That was Cube 20 years ago, man. He probably was like that. But now, Nice Cube don't do that kind of thing, man.
He
just thinks he's comfortable holding the blunt. Like, it was like Snoop put him somewhere he didn't want to be. He was just like, you know, like, man, I'm out here trying to promote my movie, man. I only been here smoking weed. Like, it was kind of weird. Like, he was just like, I really don't want to do this.
Seth Rogen smoked weed on. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, though.
Seth Rogen can do that. That's his image. That's part of his image. Like, you know. Yeah. And then, my last loser is B-Eazy for not knowing about. For not knowing that 420 is a day for people that really don't smoke to go stupid, to smoke the 10 cigar blunt, you know what I'm saying? Long, you know what I'm saying? Niggas that smoke every day, it's 420 every day.
I'm not smoking any weed on 420.
But you call me like, oh, you're not a real 420 guy. You supposed to be like what? I mean, you know what I'm saying? 420 is not, it's nothing special. I smoke every day just about. Well, yeah. Yes, I smoke every day. Shit. Some days I smoke more than I smoke on 420. Just because.
Hey, look. I'm going to go through my winner and loser real quick. Then we got an announcement, okay?
Go ahead.
Real quick. My winner is Ludacris. He was paid $65,000 to perform at UGA Spring Game for a 15-minute show. And my loser is all people who's going to be upset. All the white people who racist, who mad they got to get a Harriet Tubman $20 bill. But here's the announcement. Guess what, man?
What?
Prince just died.
No.
Just died.
No.
Yes.
You're lying, bro.
Nigga, this shit, nigga, I kept getting tap measures. I don't even know what it was.
Prince, bro? Yes.
Prince is dead.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, TMZ has reported it, man. But you remember he was sick. He was sick last week, remember?
Damn. Facebook is just going ham. Look at this. Oh shit.
He was 57 years old.
Damn. Then Michael Jackson died at 57?
Don't start that shit, nigga.
I'm just asking.
I don't even know. Probably.
Well, Mike was probably about to be 50.
Yeah, but yeah, man. Oh. I'm like, motherfucker, damn. No. But you remember that they had to land his private jet because remember on Friday because he had pneumonia or something.
Damn. Shit.
The show has been hijacked, sir.
Wow, man. Damn. China died too, man. RIP China.
Yeah, China died last night, man.
Damn.
I ain't know how I feel about it. I mean, I know it's kind of weird hearing that Prince died because I thought Prince would be live. I thought Prince would be me. I thought Prince would be live when I died.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So, I will say this, he was working on a memoir called A Beautiful One, so I'm sure that shit gonna come out. in next year. So he had produced 39 studio albums over the span of a decades long career. Yeah, so he sold 100 million albums. Damn.
Yeah. Oh, well, man, that's fucked up.
I hate to end the show on a bad note, but I mean, that's all we got to end it like that, though, man.
Shit, well. Well, damn. Well, yeah, man. Well, hey, man. That's our show this week, man. Shout out. You got any shout outs, man? I mean,
shout out to Prince, man.
Yeah, GQ Blue. Hold it together, GQ Blue, man. I know you over there, you know. He's probably GQ Blue's crying right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
GQ Blue is crying right now. Like, I mean, he is literally crying. Like, I mean, wow. But yeah, man, shout out to Blue. Shout out to Saul Wright, man. Mama Wright. Hope everything went all right, man.
Yeah.
Usual suspects, man. All the staff members, you know, RT3, Rula, myself, Dr. Abrasive, MJ Money INS, still a bitch. Stacks was up, you know what I'm saying? And yo, man, you know, short T, shout out everybody else, man. You know, that's it, man.
Yeah, I will say this on as we go away. I said it before. Prince versus Michael Jackson, Prince won, man.
Just saying it because he died, man.
I've been saying that. Like, listen. Now that Prince has passed on to the great beyond, I can feel good still playing this shit. Y'all niggas still play Michael Jackson shit. Y'all know Michael Jackson touched them little boy. Prince record is clean. Mm-hmm. Prince record is clean, nigga.
I feel bad calling him a hack now, man.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Okay, man. It's King Dream Be Easy, man. We out.
Peace.
NappyAfro.com